Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
News with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and science has finally determined the one thing that you can do to ensure that your beer tastes the best it could possibly taste. So we'll get to that and other things during the news, and then Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20, and we will talk Bruins, Maple Leafs in advance of 8 o'clock puck drop tonight. We will be watching that game with you in Rhode Island, the pregame for Roadshow number 2 at the Ocean Mist this evening. We should be there by 7:30 at the very latest tonight. And then tomorrow at Whalers Brewing Company, 6 to 10, it is Roadshow number 2. This is Paul from Yarmouthport. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Greg and company. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you, Paul?
Excellent. Couldn't be better. I watch a show from, I get up at 5, I turn on at 6 o'clock, well, I turn it on at 5:30, really. And this, I have one question. Is there any way you can change the pictures monthly or weekly or whatever, you know?
Oh. You're talking about on Twitch. You can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And the photo collages that run during the breaks. Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, I tried to do that with before Brian and Twitch Mitch, was it Ethan?
Ethan
was our former vice president of Twitch services. I sent him a billion pictures, and then he was never able to figure out how to get it into the... Paul, I will work on that. I don't like any kind of customer complaint that comes in. I immediately attend to it. So
it's not that bad. It really isn't. You know.
I mean, if that's your only issue, I'm fine. Listen, that's good. If that's it, but yes, I will get on that. We have some great roadshow pictures. We have good stuff we can add. So yeah. I don't know, Courtney. You and I will work on that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll get some tall guys in our photo array.
No, we don't need any tall guys. Everybody is beautiful, no matter tall, short, big, small.
Because you gotta like to vet out the pitches, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't need. I just send them.
No, I mean like a lot of women like certain looks and angles. That pitch is not flattering. That's
no,
what
I actually
mean.
Think that everybody on this show has become very good at taking photos. When I first got here, we had to work on a few things.
Oh. Jeez, I didn't realize that we couldn't take pictures before you got here.
No.
Curtis, angles. Did you know that?
I would shake when Courtney asked me to take a photo.
Yeah. But now Curtis has really improved.
Thank you so much.
I received a text from a Rhode Island listener a little while ago on the Subaru of New England text line asking if there was a height requirement for guest leads tomorrow.
Nope.
Sure?
Nope. Right. Yeah, I'm positive.
Like 6'2" or better.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
If you put the mic up high enough, that'll deter all the little people.
I don't know what the demographic is in Rhode Island. If guys are tall or short.
That's true.
No idea.
Providence could have some tall guys.
It is, of course, the smallest state, Rhode Island. That is population and, size-wise, I don't think it has anything to do
Courtney's
with height,
least favorite state.
Yeah.
Maybe they make up for it, but big guys.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
What's first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, your Boston Celtics advanced last night past the Miami Heat, and they are on to the next round in the East playoffs. And Jason Tatum talked after the game about the change in mindset and how they're approaching this season compared to in the past.
And that's how it should be. We should be learning from our mistakes and learning from things that we could have done better and applying it to the next season, which, you know, we are doing this year because we're trying to have a different outcome than we've had in the past.
You know what? I was critical of Jason Tatum. Uh-huh. I think I may have at one point suggested driving him to the airport.
I believe you did.
I regret those words.
Right.
I stand corrected. And last night, in a game in which they were up by 22 at the half, he appears to be into it. Like he's not mailing it in.
Right.
We're not celebrating an NBA superstar for playing hard in the playoffs?
Curtis, you have to, I think.
What?
It's not chasing points. And I think he leads the playoffs amongst all guys in assists per game. I am concerned, though, after Courtney's report trending today about Porzingis.
So he's going to miss the entire next series.
Yes.
Not just three games.
He's not going to be back until the finals if they get there.
But that
even if he could play, Curtis, are
right,
you saying
there's
they're
going to? No
why would they? Right?
They can get past.
Right. But the concern I have is does when he does come back, A, how rusty is he? And B, is it something that could rear its ugly head again? And that's my, because you got to think, this guy leads your team in blocks.
Yeah.
He's about two blocks a game. He leads your team when it comes to points in the paint. He stretches the floor because of his ability to shoot the three ball. They've talked about it all year long, where he could shoot from way behind the three-point line. And you're now, and I'm with you, I'm not concerned in the throughout the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
But if you get to the NBA Finals and you have to take on a team like Denver or Minnesota.
I'm more worried about the potential of an injury like that happening again or something worse like an Achilles happening due to the strain.
Right.
But I'm not worried about rust because all season long he's had to take time off when it comes to his knee, ankle, leg, whatever.
All right. Well, I'll rock with you on the being concerned about him getting hurt because you have a big three. And your big three is Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis. And then you got kind of Derek White and
Drew Holiday.
And everybody kind of knows their roles after that.
Drew Holiday looked really good last night.
Right, but now these guys are going to have to score even more to make up for his 20 points a game.
Yeah.
That's what you get from Porzingis. He averages 20 a game.
Do you care, Cavs or Magic? Do you think they match up with either one?
No, I think they can. I think they could beat both of those teams without Porzingis. I told you, my concern is when you get to the finals and you are playing against teams that have bigs like Denver or Minnesota.
Okay.
When it comes to Orlando, though, I don't think that they've seen them since, like, December. The Cavs they've seen in March, but the last time they saw Orlando, I think it was, like, December 17th. That worries me a little bit. It's been a long time.
If they play the Magic, will Ken go by himself to cover it and then go to Epcot?
Fantastic Disney story in the news today.
Disney adults.
I think, Disney adults.
Which, if you're a Disney adult, that's fine.
That's strange.
This one is the Mothers of the Year candidates, or the Mother of the Year candidates.
Yes.
All right.
There's a bunch of them at Disney. So we'll get to that during the news. What's next, Sean?
Next, let's go back to your Boston Bruins, because Jim Montgomery spoke yesterday, and we as a show collectively were questioning the decisions he made in jumbling the lines and all of those, and he understands that he's going to be second-guessed.
You know, there's a lot of discussions that go on, and in the end, I end up making decisions that I was really confident was best for the Boston Bruins, you know? And when it doesn't work out, I understand it comes with the territory. I'm going to be second guest and third and fourth guest, and rightfully so. That comes with the territory. It's just like when you make changes and things work out, you know? It's the same thing. But I know that I'm comfortable with decisions I made, why I made them, and all, and moving forward, and the criticism that comes with it.
Okay, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason to do it.
And how are you comfortable with not having Beecher in there? You got your ass kicked in the face-off, Doc.
Yes.
Well, what's the reasoning behind it?
We talked about that 10 times yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The only guy who's winning face-offs is not in your lineup.
How does that make
any sense?
In
a closeout game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would ask him, what's the reasoning behind the changing of the lines?
Because he's trying to get cute or fancy or whatever it is. He's micromanaging.
Okay.
In my opinion, he was micromanaging. There was no reason. It was the, you know, it wasn't broken, so there's no need to fix it, Monty. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy and Courtney are not. Curtis Scheim and I are nervous about this evening. What else?
I got another quick one here for you. Here was Jacoby Brissett yesterday was asked about the upcoming quarterback competition with one Drake May.
You know, that's all out of my control, so I don't really worry about that. You know, I'm excited to have him on the team and the other guys as well that we drafted and picked up. You know, I think it's going to be good. You know, competition brings out the best in all of us, so I'm excited about that part. But, yeah, I mean, I know him a little bit through Sam and have been around him a couple times. So I'm a little bit familiar with him, and obviously talking to each other now that we're on the same team. I'm sure that relationship will grow.
Is there any chance that their intention is to sit Drake May for the first?
It's Drake May's job.
But why not? Like, you look at the way it works in the NFL, and guys who sit for a year or whatever end up generally doing better when it comes to their first season in the NFL.
But usually they sit behind
somebody who's great.
Or a traditional starter.
I gotcha.
When have you ever seen a guy sit let's call it your first round draft pick and then your top five draft pick quarterback sit behind a backup? Like a guy who was a career backup and kind of was brought in that role. Like, yeah, if you had a legit starter, you know, everybody brings up, Kansas City.
Well, the best example is probably the Packers, where you had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and then you had Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love sat.
But those were legit starters that you looked at. These guys, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, those two quarterbacks were guys that could help your team make the playoffs. When have you ever seen a guy sit behind a backup?
And I feel like if, let's say, because the downside, Greg, that you cite, and it's right, is that he gets hurt. Right, so he's not ready. The line isn't great, and early in the year, May is done for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at what that did for the Bengals. Joe Burrow blows out his knee.
Great point.
And the next year, they were able to draft again in the top five, even though they weren't one of the five worst teams in the NFL, but their quarterback went down, and they got Ja'Marr Chase. The whole trajectory of Joe Burrow's career was altered in a positive way because of that ability.
And you still got to see Joe Burrow for a few games to know enough to know that you're like, oh, okay, we have something here in our quarterback, and now we get to add to that.
Okay, but despite Gerard Mayo saying on this show this week that this team is going to be 100% better, they're not, you know, they're not winning more than six or seven games. So what is the benefit of rushing Drake May in there?
Learning on the job.
Yeah, he learns on the
job. Some people learn differently.
You can learn on the job without starting.
But that's not the case for everybody, Greg. Like some just people in general, right? Whether it's any job, learn better by doing. Some people can't just watch and then take all that in and then process that and put it on the field. Like some people have to just learn by doing and have to be allowed to make those mistakes and understand what their limitations are.
And also, Peyton Manning set the NFL record. I don't know if it still stands.
Interceptions.
Most interceptions. interceptions in a single season. That was his rookie year. And he had a bumpy start. But I feel like with and then the other side of that is, let's say Drake May is awful. Well, instead of waiting 2 years to get him on the field, you know right away he's not the guy.
And you Josh Rosen him and you...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Try again next year.
Right.
Here's an idea for you. Quarterback rotation.
Collaborative. I like it.
All right. That's They Said It, Chime. Thank you. Coming up, Courtney with the news. Mike Milbury at 8:20 on the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. Let's try this again. This will be my breakfast ball, Shime. I know you know a thing or two about that.
Yeah, yes, I do. Good call.
The Celtics took care of business and became the first team in the East to advance. They took down the Heat 118-84 in Game 5 at the TD Garden. Derek White and Jaylen Brown led the way with 25 points each, and Jason Tatum had a double-double, 16 points and 12 rebounds for him. The Seas become the first team in history to beat an opponent in a playoff series by scoring over 100 and keeping the other team to below 90 three times in one series. It was a game without Kristaps Porzingis, and Chris Haynes had a report before the game on TNT that it seems like he's unlikely to return for the next series, going on to say the expectation or hope is he would make a return if the Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Eastern Conference semifinals are up next. They'll take on the winner of the Cavs and Magic, who face off in Game 6 tomorrow. Cleveland leads that series 3-2. Tonight, we have a Game 6 of our own. The Bruins are in Toronto trying to close it out with an 8 p.m. puck drop. Austin Matthews skated yesterday, but no other update there.
We'll be watching the game tonight with you at Ocean Mist.
Yep.
In South Kingstown, Rhode Island.
Correct.
Can't wait. Do you do an outfit change between dinner and the Ocean Mist, or are you sticking with the same outfit?
No, I'm going to stick to one outfit this evening.
All
yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Still right. up in the air of what I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Curtis, what about you? Outfit change
tonight?
Yeah. Okay.
I pee my pants sometimes.
And the most important thing, the Sox took down the Giants again, this time 6-2. Cutter Crawford went 7 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 6. We have a matinee today with the Giants, 1:35 first pitch with Josh Winkowski getting the start opposing Kyle Harrison. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
As they said in Spanish class, un aplauso para usted. Absolutely nailed it. 50 degrees, partly cloudy afternoon, high in the low 70s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.